include rotations in your garden plan to minimize disease and infestations. We have advice on the way next on Western Life Radio. There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio. Minimize disease and infestations in your garden through crop rotations. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners is the man with the plan.
Verticillium wilt in our area is fairly common, and that is one that's going to take 20, 30, 40 years to die in the soil. However, if we're not feeding it the same plants every year, it will die quicker because it doesn't renew itself as often. So if you can move your tomatoes and some of those other susceptible crops around, and what I find is my biggest patches are typically going to be squash, and then after that, corn, because corn generally needs enough pollination, and so it usually needs a larger amount. And I just like squash, so there's always a lot of squash. And then tomatoes are usually the next biggest patch. So what I do is I break things down. My squash patch is going to be big, and it's going to cover the needs of a number of other different types of plants. So I'll move my squash in one rotation, my squash and pumpkins in another rotation, my tomatoes and a bunch of my other stuff in another rotation. And then depending, sometimes I'll have to do a fourth or even a fifth rotation block where I'm planting these things. But usually three is enough for most people, and it's usually enough for me, at least until I figure out how to best use this new property, so that I've got that flexibility and I've got that ability to move different types of tasty treats for the pets to different areas to slow down.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.